for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
All right, let's spank this next one out.
Okay.
All right, you're walking down the street. Somebody comes up to you and they go, "Hey, why don't you do a little dance for me?"
I don't even answer. I just do a little shoulder thing. But
and then what if they were like, "No, come on, like do a real dance."
I just get faster. I just start moving quicker.
And then they go, "No, come on, like a real dance."
And then I would put them up against the wall and I'd be like, "What the fuck is a real dance? Is this not? Am I not enough? Is my life a waste? Did I squander the last 23 years?" And then I would just start crying so hard and I would run away.
But as you're running, you hear him yell your home address and he says, "Come back here and dance for me."
I would stop running and I would walk back. I would just go back to doing the original shoulder thing, but this time with a lot more tears.
He would say, "Cry harder." Dance better.
I would start singing that song. It's like, "You're never gonna dance again. Guilty feet." Yeah, that one.
Do you actually think like in real life though, someone says, "Hey, dance for me." You think you would actually just do a little thing, or would you ignore
it? I would do a little thing and they said, "No, really dance," I would leave.
But then they actually do say your address and they go, "Dance, Nathan." They know your name.
I didn't tell them.
Social security number 223. So just starts. Need to dance.
I would start dancing at first and they'd be like, "Yeah, that's good, faster," and then I would attack them or do that whole like the dance into violently choking them out move, that 1-2 punch. You know,
you're choking them and you look down and you realize they have birthday candle lighters, it was like long ones, right up to your stomach, and before you can make a move you hear and you go, "Ow, ow, 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 ow."
Like they lit the lighter.
Yeah, they lit the lighter on your stomach.
I think I could take it. I think I could take a singular lighter on my skin.
Right as you recover from that, it's on your nipple now.
I think when they lit the
dance,
lighter,
Nathan.
Like, I think it was like, "That's it, burn me." And they were like, "No, you need to dance." I'm like, "No, you need to burn me." And then we'd go back and forth for a while. That's how I met my wife.
That'd be such a funny thing to threaten people with, one of those lighters. Just try to mug somebody with, like, "Give me your money. I'll burn your shoulder a little." Well, I mean, that might. And you're sitting there like, "Will that hurt? I mean, fire hurts, but I don't think these are weapons."
What would you do in this dance-based?
I've already played the scenario out of my head. The only option is suicide.
That's why
I carry a gun. In case anyone does this to me, I can just blow my own brains out. It's the only way to protect my family.
How many times does he have to say it before you kill yourself?
He would just say hello, and I would...
Oh, I thought you'd be like, "Hey, can you?" And then you hear the first letter is D, and you're like, "Nope." Just fucking... And you don't even know if he's going to say dance. You just were worried. You're very unfun at dance parties and clubs.
Yeah, I just keep trying to kill myself.
Yeah, it's very...
Oh, did you invite Nick out? He's going to do what he
pull a gun out.
Here. He survived 15 gunshots to the head because he doesn't like loud music.
You have a sentient sword?
Why is everything... Is it Jim Carrey?
No.
Everything's just sentient with you. Do you pick a word? Is that how you write your questions? You're like, "Here's a word.
I learned this word today.
Sentient."
Wait. So if I just brought up people, you were like, "Okay, so you're doing sentient bodies? That's this episode that you're doing this question?"
You said sentient for two questions. It's not a word people use all that often.
Living. Okay.
Is it sentient or is it just living? It's just a heartbeat?
Okay. So you know, like Castlevania, how Alucard
has a vampire?
Sword. No, it's the sword.
It's not sentient.
It moves on its own. It acts of its own accord.
No, it's a slave.
Okay, let me do this.
It's miserable.
Okay, let me fucking stop. Yes, this is my moment. You have a sentient sword.
Let's finish this episode out in Spanish.
I don't know that.
Un sword inteligente. I don't know what the word for sword is.
Salchichas? That's sausage, but it's like probably the closest we're going to get to sword.
What's your question?
Okay.
Can we just do this?
Yeah. So you have a sentient sword. But the problem is every time you fight with it, like you start fighting with it, it's like way too gruesome, dude. It's like so violent. It kills everybody in this really fucked up way and it starts killing bystanders and shit. And then like the worst part is after while it's doing it, it's like, "Oh my God, dude, like Nathan's controlling me. Like I don't have any free will, dude. He's making me kill all you guys." And you're like, no, dude, like, I'm not doing that. Like, that's not me, dude. That's you. He's like, not only is it making me kill you guys, but we're like best friends. And you try to tell people that you're not best friends with the sentient sword, but nobody believes you, dude. And then he starts talking about how you guys, when you retire, you're going to start some like fish and chip shop and you're going to call it the Swordfish. How do you get out of this situation, dude? This common situation where you have a sentient sword that's lying and is telling people that you're telling them to murder all these people and trying to start some fish and chip shop. How do you get out of this situation? It's crazy.
First dude. Of all, I love the swordfish idea. People come in and like, why is it called the swordfish? And then like just the sword like stabs the wall right next to their head, like, like it sticks into the wall and they're like, oh, that's why it's called the swordfish. But why is it the fish? And then just a fish stabs into the other side of the wall. How's that fish so sharp? I sharpened it with the sword. That's why it's called the swordfish.
Dude, he's telling people that you were best friends and roommates in college and that you were like his best man in his marriage. And that he's like, dude, if I could, I wouldn't slaughter you fucking children, but I have
to. Obviously have to get a sentient shield. I would have a sentient shield. And every time you hit anything against it, he would be like, ow, fuck.
Is he hurt or is he like a basket?
He's just like a pill.
he's just complaining.
Come on. I'd have a sentient cup.
He's not even going to fight. He's just going to be there.
He could smash himself against someone's head. He's a suicide. He's like a kamikaze. It was an honor fighting with you. Cup's name is Mark.
Oh, he's like a glass.
Remember when I said cup and I didn't say fucking goblet?
No, it's Castlevania world. Cups are goblets, dude.
Some of them are just cups, though.
No, dude. There's vampires everywhere, dude. No one's drinking out of it. Like, if you lived in a world with vampires, tell me you wouldn't use a goblet.
It's a regular cup.
Okay.
And it says Bass Pro Shop on it. And it's alive. I know. And it flies around and it would do
anything for you. If I was birthed with a tattoo of Bass Pro on my chest, I would get why I would do kamikaze stuff.
If I actually had a sentient sword that was killing people in my name, I would contact like a priest or something. I'd be like, do you know? And then it'd probably kill the priest. And then I would go to a rabbi and probably kill the rabbi. And then I would go to a Muslim, whatever, probably skip over that one.
Wow. Dude, I feel like you would call the priest and be like, dude, there is a sentient sword killing in my name. And he's like, is it Kevin? And they're like, what? And like, is the sword's name? And you'd ask the sword, is your name Kevin? He's like, yeah, I'm Kevin. And you'd be like, yeah, it is Kevin. Like, oh, we don't do that. We don't.
You know what I would do to really fuck with my sentient sword?
What?
I would get him a really nice phone. Oh, I would give it to him. And I'd be like, yeah, man, this is whenever you want to talk, let's call on the phone. I would call and the sword would just be like, damn it! I want to talk on the phone. And then he wouldn't call, and I'd be like, "Dude, you never answer my phone call. I don't think we can be friends. I feel like you're always leaving me on red." And he's like, "I'm trying." I'm like, "Look, Kevin, I bought you the phone. I got you the expensive plan. I mean, I don't know what more I could do. I don't think we can hang out."
And he'd be like, "Dude, no, dude." He would just be like, "You set up speech to."
I'd be like, "I don't know how to do that. You'll have to call the Verizon people to get them to set that up."
He'd be like, "No."
He would try to take it into the Geek Squad, but the only way he could carry it there was by impaling it. And they'd be like, "Okay, it looks like the problem is you've stabbed it."
And he's like, "I know, but also the voice thing." You're like, "Stabbing it under the plan?" And they're like, "It's actually not.
It actually voids the warranty."
And then he would come to you and be like, "Nick, dude, it was stolen. They stole it from me, dude. I got mugged. I got mugged as a sentient sword. They put a gun to me. All I have is this phone that's stabbed through me." Like, we'll take
that.
It.
What would you do if you had a sentient sword that was killing people and whose name was Kevin?
Is he also trying to do the fish and chip shop?
No, in your question, he's not.
He's just a murderer.
He would if you pitched it, but it has not occurred to him to do that.
Dude, I can hear the video when you're talking. You can't you can't play a video while you're doing.
I was listening to a funny podcast.
Could you actually just play the podcast over your speaker? Yeah, right. So we could just have a good podcast for once.
It's just you asking a question and then just Joe Rogan.
No, I'd have to get a sentient. It'd be like a buddy cop thing. I would have a loose cannon sentient sword.
A loose cannon sentient cannon. Who just anytime he hears about any trouble, he fires cannonballs. And the chief is like, God damn it! Daniel, what the fuck? Sorry, I get results, chief.
Yeah. No, I would have like a buddy cop thing where you have like a loose cannon, sentient sword, and then a straight edge
sheath.
A straight
edge. Get in here. No. Yes. Yeah. Get in here and follow the rules.
Yeah, I was gonna say sheath, but yeah. I'd have a straight edge.
I said a sheath.
Oh, okay. You just stole my joke. You didn't even really finish. You just sheath. Said my punchline.
Did you think I said sheep?
I think you said chief.
No, a sheath.
Like a chief of police.
No, a sheath of sword.
Yeah, I know. That was
you know what? Bit. You know what? I said sheep. Did it's you? A loose cannon sword and a straight edge sheep who's like, bad job.
I'm just going to ask you, did you clearly take the end of my joke? You just.
I wasn't sure if you'd get there.
You think I wouldn't get sheath? You think I wasn't going buddy cop sword and sheath?
I thought you were going to say another sword.
Why? Why
would I? Because you dual wield. You're about to stab with your loose cannon sword, and then it blocks with the other sword, and you just keep smacking your swords.
Yeah,
it makes beautiful music.
They sword fight it in the distance, and that sets a tone for how me and the other person should sword fight with my third sword.
Do you mean your dong?
Yeah.
You fight him with your dong. I would like, my stop dick. It, you criminal, and you wag your dick around and you smack him on the cheeks.
And they're like, don't you think pulling out your dick with two sentient swords is kind of a hat on a hat? Like, isn't that kind of like you already have two? It's kind of like two gimmicks.
Yeah, they're like, a lot is happening here. And you're like, eat my dick. But you don't mean literally, you mean like,
figuratively.
Face my wrath. You know, the sack tap where you smack someone on the balls with the back of your hand?
Yeah.
You have to get this going. It's called sack dapping. And you go up and you go up to someone's balls and you give them one of the like dap up their balls. So I guess if you can't see this, you sort
of just twist
with your hand. you scoop under or to the side of their testicles and then kind of in a come hither motion, pull it back, like pull the balls up and back and then slide your hand out. So it should be like.
I imagined it's like you had two yo-yos that you let like kind of twist around. Like
you're doing it with your hands, not with your balls. You're not just like smacking your genitals into their genitals.
I thought you were.
Actually, what's your take on the sack dap? Mine was a hand to balls, but it's mine was just balls to balls.
Mine is you get your balls nice and warm, so they're real loose and they're dangly, and then you sling them at the other person, and they do the same thing from the other direction, and the two balls, the sacks entangle and twist,
and then you pull back.
Yeah, and then they untangle.
And then you're like, "How you doing, cuz? Good to see you."
No, you don't. No. Afterwards, you don't talk to them for like a few years. You block their contact number, and you're like, "I'm never seeing Kevin again."
Wait, I thought Kevin was a sword.
He's
you throw your balls into Kevin the sword.
Does Kevin the sword have balls?
Yeah,
it comes. It's his. And he doesn't have.
Your hand is covered by a scrotum sack.
Yeah. The maker actually didn't. He didn't initially make a sentient sword. He just made a sword with a ball sack guard and went, you know what? I shouldn't have to touch this.
When a sword does hit the ball sack guard, you're like, oh, my hand doesn't hurt. And the sword's like, oh, my God. My balls. I think it'd be awesome because when you had sword in the sheath, the balls would be dangling down the sword. And then when you flipped it over to use it, they would flip and then slide down your hand.
Yeah, he actually just wanted a very malleable guard. So he put two balls as weights to pull it down when you carried it over yourself. He didn't realize what it... He went actually like a decade with this design. And then someone else saw it and like, dude, is your sort of a ball sack? And he's like, oh, fuck. And he had to make it sentient after that. And that's how Kevin was born.
Does cum shoot out the tip of Kevin?
Yeah.
Obviously.
No. He stabs people and then
when he's right, shoots out.
No. He stabs them and then he goes like, oh, and you're like, what? And he's like, I didn't use protection. And then he throws like a few $100 on your body.
When you're wielding Kevin, you can feel that the balls are full.
You don't fight in the winter. The guard doesn't protect shit. He's a summer sword. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, it's like when they're still writing the Bible, like BC.
You know, it was originally called the Bible.
Yeah.
They go, we're writing the Bible. They were English.
They were an obnoxious English accent.
Oi, Jerusalem sure is pretty. Let's get on with this Bible.
So God was like, hey, guys, it's not cool to eat meat. As a group, we've whittled it down to just not eating during Lent, but also fish doesn't count as meat. So that's what we've whittled it down to. That's where we're at in the bargaining. But you're not a beta male. You're a fucking Sigma Chad, dude. And you know you can get a better deal. What's your strategy to negotiate with God?
In any negotiations, you have to be willing to walk away.
Yeah.
So God's like, if you don't do this, you go to hell. I go, well, I guess we agree to disagree. And he's like, no, you will go to hell. I'm like, hey, you know, I think we'll have to part ways as friends. And he's like, you will burn for all eternity. And I'd be like, if you know, you change your mind and you want to revisit, that would be fine. And then I would turn around and just, oh God, and I would be in hell. So my angle would be that I would try to convince God in the way that God doesn't consider fish meat. I would be like, cows aren't meat. Look at these bitch cows. And I would just start punching cows. And I'd be like, you think meat would just take this? Like, I would just punch cows in the stomach. I would just keep punching a cow. I'd be like, does this look like meat to you? You want to see some meat? And I'd show God my guns, my huge biceps. And I'd be like, this is meat. You don't eat this on Fridays. Show my dong. You want some meat? You want some cum in your face, God? Where's your hot little son?
Oh.
Sorry. What?
I'm worried that we got 2 weeks into arbitration. We got it down to you only don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. He's like, okay, I'll give you one meat and then we're done. And then fucking Kevin from work goes,
is this fish. The sword again? Why is every fake name you come up with Kevin? Are you like really stupid? Can you only come up with the name Kevin?
No, I'm building a story.
No, we've established anytime it's Kevin, it's the sword with balls. All right, you work with the sword with balls.
Yeah, he's a coworker.
What are you? Are you an assassin like Kevin?
No.
Kevin has a day job?
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
I thought course. He just killed people.
No, dude, that's a hobby. How are you going to monetize that? What are you going to make?
All right, fine. You work with a sword with balls.
Named Kevin.
Who?
And we are on the negotiations, not eating meat against God.
Right. Okay, what does Kevin the sword say?
He throws that fish immediately, and you're like, Kevin, you're a sword. You don't even eat meat. And he's like, well, how will my sword fish?
Will I come?
No. He doesn't even say that. He's like, dude, how will... We got to get more people to come in. Now we can get all these customers on Friday for the swordfish. And you're like, you're still on the swordfish, Kevin? And he's like, I've been thinking about this whole time, dude.
Then God's like, hey, why is it called the swordfish? And then Kevin stabs the wall next to God's head like, and he's like, whoa, that's why it's called the swordfish. Yeah, dude, where does the fish come in? And then someone throws a fish at God and it smacks him on the face. No, that's not a fish sound. It's Forrest Gump, but instead of Tom Hanks... It's Forrest Gump, the character, is replaced by Joe Biden. How different is the movie? They're like, run, Forrest. And he's like, the kids like to touch my legs.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is just him sitting at a bench with a woman. And he keeps asking her to straighten his leg hair.
The end of the movie, on the bench with the woman, she's like, is any of that true? And he's like, I don't think so. All right. Remake of Forrest Gump. But to make it more equitable and inclusive, every character is retarded, not just Forrest. They're like, run, Forrest. And then Forrest starts running. And then they also start running. Yeah, they're both running. Just the whole town starts running. Run, Forrest. And then Forrest is like, run, Jenny. And then they both just run. He meets Nixon. And then Forrest is like, run, Nixon. And Nixon's like, okay. Forrest and Nixon run.
That one scene where he's running across the country and everyone's running with him, that is the only scene that's exactly the same.
That's exactly the same.
It makes a lot of sense.
Also, Nixon's there. He's like, I am not a crook. I'm a runner. How could I have been doing crookery when I was running?
Wait, so what was your actual question?
What if Forrest Gump was Joe Biden? Sleepy Joe.
He'd be the president. He would shake his own hand, but people wouldn't be that confused about him.
That'd be so funny if Biden had a thing after where, like, after his speech, he shook his own hand. He's like, pleasure working with you. Yeah. During the time of Forrest Gump, when that set, I think Joe Biden would have still been like in politics.
All right,
it would be old Joe Biden doing all this ping pong and running. And then there would be a young, ambitious Joe Biden who would be like, there's an older version of me who's like fighting in Vietnam and like playing ping pong and shrimping. I feel weird about that.
What would you do if you found out there was another version of you, but he was shrimping? What would you do with that knowledge?
I would do the same thing Joe Biden did. I would sponsor the 1994 crime bill. I'd be like, we have to lock everyone up. I don't know what's happening here, but prison for everyone.
Have you seen the movie Us? It's like that, but they're shrimping. We got to lock everybody up. What if they come and they try to kill us?
More shrimp for them. Somebody would show me a picture of me shrimping, and I would immediately be like, no! Get me my sword, Kevin. And then Kevin's like, I can't tell who's who. When's my birthday? And I don't remember Kevin's birthday. And the shrimp and Nick says some folksy, like, you know, every day is your birthday when you're out here shrimping on the lake. And then I'm like, damn it. And then I get stabbed by Kevin.
Shrimp and Kevin. That's the plot twist. It's
Shrimp and Kevin.
Shrimp and Kevin.
Shrimp and Kevin's like, I think of myself as more of a barbecue skewer. I make shrimp kebabs. Yeah, I call myself Kebab Kevin.
Yeah, but you know when you buy those cocktails? You have those cocktails at the bar?
Oh, like a little sword. He's a little sword. With like little plastic balls.
He stabs you, but it doesn't hurt that bad.
Shrimp and Kevin. He's like, sorry about that. That's how we do things on the bayou. I don't know what accent I'm doing.
I don't know.
No, I do. I'm doing a sword accent. Hi, I'm a sword on the bayou. What's funny is we all say it's sword, but if you talk to a sword, they pronounce it sword. I'm a sword on the bayou.
You work for the government, and instead of the government trying to prove that autism doesn't cause vaccines, they're like, okay, you need
Wait, what?
To
people say are... vaccines cause autism. They don't say autism way comes. Who created all the vaccines? I mean, who do you think? People who just sit there staring at diseases all day, you know? I mean, but if you think about it, vaccines are really kind of like trains of medicine.
You're going to have to cut all of that, dude. None of that.
The needle goes into your arm like a train going into the tunnel. Choo-choo!
So instead of vaccines...
Why are you saying it quiet? Like people aren't going to hear. It's a podcast.
And so they're tired of these annoying Republicans and kind of alt-right people going like vaccines cause autism. Like, okay, so to fix this problem, instead of trying to prove that vaccines don't cause autism, we just need you as a government person to make an ad campaign to make autism sexy. What's your campaign?
I would try to do the green M&M thing, but my take would be that I would say that autistic people are an aphrodisiac. So if you ever like with your girlfriend, you know, have an autistic person sit on the couch next to you and then start making out with your girlfriend. It'll be so hot. And they'll be sitting there like, stop. And you just don't stop. You just keep kissing passionately. Choo choo.
Okay. You know, okay. We may have a shorter episode. You may need to cut all of that, but
I like it. By the way, this is Nathan Hopping. So retroactively, this voice speaking to you now and anything that sounds like this, this is Nathan.
And
you're also Nathan. This is a single podcast where Nathan plays two very offensive characters that interrupt each other a lot. His ventriloquism skills are second only to his racism and disregard for the autistic people.
Episode 25.
Episode 25. Nathan,
episode 25.
Ed, bring it out with a yodel.
Woo!
No, a yodel.
That's the most.
Yodelay, 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 hee hoo.
Yodelay?
No, like you mean it.
Yodelay. Yodelay. Yodelay, hee hoo.
That was a clip. That's a clip. You're doing like a Marilyn Monroe sexy happy birthday yodel. Yodelay, Mr. President. If you were trying to seduce somebody with a yodel, I'd be like, yodelay who?
Yodelay you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to cut out everything except you doing that. All right, episode 25. Thanks, everybody.